God is emphasizing the importance of having the Spirit of the Lord in our hearts. Not only having Him in our hearts, but it's emphasizing the fact that we should be filled with Him. Why must we be filled with Him? So that we can begin to live a spirit-filled life. And to give God a spirit-filled service. Service given to God in the flesh, there's no reward. That's why God is emphasizing being filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's why we must seek Him more than anything else in this world. Even more than pure gold. And to come to ask Him to come into our hearts. And until we are filled, we should not give God rest. If majority of Nigerians, especially our youths, are desperately seeking for visa to travel abroad for greener pastures, and some even smuggle themselves abroad by going through deserts over the sea, risking their lives. Some even die in the process and descend to hell. If these people can desperately begin to seek for visa, why can't believers in Christ desperately desire and seek for the Spirit of the Lord, the only divine visa to heaven? Because without the Spirit of Christ, you can't enter heaven. And that heaven is a better country than all the countries of the whole world, no matter how beautiful they may be. Because the builder of that heavenly city is God Himself. Should we miss that place? Hebrews 11. Verse 10.
Hebrews 11. Verse 10. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Then read 16 now.
But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city.
We have to desire a better country. That is unheavenly. For he has prepared for them a city. Those who have the Spirit of the Lord in their hearts, who are filled with him. More desperately, seek, knock on the door of the Holy Spirit until he comes to our hearts, until we are filled with him. Because, as I said before, is the only divine visa to where? To that better country. Even Jesus says something similar to what I've just said now about being desperate. Like those who are traveling are desperate to get visa. We shall read it when Jesus can talk about this desperation to enter the heaven. Matthew 11.
Verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force.
Suffer violence, that is, allowed violence. And only those who are violent shall take it by force. Violence against sin, violence against tradition and culture of the land, taking your stand for the truth, even at the risk of your life. Then go take the kingdom of heaven by force. Many believers in Christ assume that heaven is a country you can just stroll into it. Not be so. It is a righteous nation where they keep the truth that will be allowed to enter into the gates of heaven. One thing you must know is this. This hidden truth where there is a Bible, now be the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. Now only few God they open their eyes to see those hidden truths. Only few men of God. And so the more of these mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, that is this hidden truths, I repeat, where this Bible so that we know and believe in by living in continual obedience of them, the nearer we are to the gates of heaven. And the richer we shall be in Christ Jesus, and the more our hearts will be filled with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord. And those who be say, Holy Spirit don't feed their hearts. One thing about them is that they are always minding the things of the Spirit. That is, they are spiritually minded. And to be spiritually minded, that those who are filled with the Spirit of God, is to have life and peace. They share peace with God. You see how important the Spirit of the Lord is in the heart of man. That is why believers in Christ must not only labor for the things of this world that will never give them satisfaction. But they must labor to buy the hidden truths in the Bible that will endure unto eternal life. Isaiah 55.
Isaiah 55,
verse 2.
Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness.
Look at John 6. Which is Jesus I talk also? John 6.
John 6.
27. Verse 27. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him had God the Father sealed.
You see, we must eat this hidden truth. Now be the real meat. Now be the actual bread. That will make our souls to be fat and robust. This hidden truth. I will be ready to let go or be ready to give up whatever the truth says we should give up so that we can be sealed with the Spirit of God who will lead us to that better country. Listen. Whatever it will cost us, be it our time, be it our hearts that God is demanding for, he said, give me your heart. We must give it up. Give our heart to him, our time. Proverbs 23.
Proverbs 23.
Proverbs 23, 23.
Verse 23. Buy the truth and sell it not.
It's a command. Command from heaven. Buy waiting. Don't do what? Don't sell it. In exchange for anything in this world. Because it's more precious than gold. Now this truth now will open the way for the Holy Spirit to come into your life. Demas in the Bible bought these truths together with Paul. But Satan craftily seduced Demas to sell these truths for the love of the present world. Listen. And that was how the Spirit of the Lord departed from Demas. You know, sir? And his name was never mentioned again thereafter. That ended his calling. Judas uncle ordained an apostle in the midst of Jesus. You understand? But suddenly told the truth in the exchange for the love of money, which he coveted. And come F on the faith. You understand? And Satan now took over the heart. The Spirit of God haven't left him. Satan can't deceive him, he will commit suicide. God, he don't take over his heart already. Since he rejected it, he don't say the truth. Holy Spirit departed, the Spirit of the Lord. Satan said, now you are one, but come. At least the Spirit of the Lord don't come off your heart. Make her take over this heart. Make her direct your way in life. Anything where I talk, you must obey. Now he tells us, go commit suicide. Now you could obey that voice, you commit suicide. We land up for her, so. Look, the greater temptation where they face Christians today, nine be the kingdoms of this world and its vain glories. That's number one. The love of money, number two. Unholy alliance. That number three. And carnality. These are the four temptations we lay before all Christians, which we must wage war against and overcome. These are the subtle devices of Satan to get any Christian. The kingdom of what? Or this world and all its glories. Waiting again. Love of what? Wait again. Carnality. What is the other one? Unholy alliance. These are the devices Satan and they use to trap a child of God. And we must overcome these temptations by the Spirit of the Lord. If you have the Spirit of the Lord in you, then you will overcome. Faith in the Word of God. Then you will overcome these temptations. Otherwise, if these things overcome you, overpower you, the Spirit of the Lord where they saw you before, gradually it will withdraw. And eventually, if no repentance, your name will be blotted out of the book of life. Revelation 3.
Revelation 3.
Verse 5.
He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
He that overcometh the kingdom of this world and the glory, he that overcometh the love of money, he that overcometh carnality, he that overcometh unholy alliances, the same shall be clothed, you know, sir, in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. These are the sayings of Jesus Christ, now talking by himself. So this doctrine of I'm safe and safe forever is satanic doctrine. Until you enter heaven, you cannot guarantee, say, you are safe forever. No. I always say, it's not the beginning of a journey that matters. What matters? The end. Carnality is a terrible thing. They are in the church of the carnal man like that. Even in a true church. And we know what the scripture says about carnality. He said the carnal man is enmity against God. You know what I'm saying? And that it is not subject to the law of God. You know what I'm saying? And never can be subject to the law of God. That is not subject to this word of truth, this hidden truth, and cannot be subject to this hidden truth. They just hear them, you know, they do anything for their life. They just hear them, Spirit of Christ, not there inside them. To make them to understand what God is saying to them. Romans 8, let's read it. Be carnally minded in the church, true church of Christ. Romans 8.
Romans 8.
7.
Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
You see, by that talking, you know a carnal person. By that lifestyle, you know a carnal person. He said they are not subject to the law of God. You know what I'm saying? The carnally minded are in the flesh. You know what I'm saying? And we always mind the things of the flesh. And that's why they cannot please God. Because they are already cut off from God. Some of the carnally minded cannot even bear the ordinary meek or the word of truth. They can't bear the ordinary meek or the word of God. Talk less of eating the meat. They are like babes. And they are the mixed multitude. In a true church. They are there causing strife. That's one of their characteristics. They are there causing division in the body of Christ. They are full of envies. They walk as natural men. Yet, they are in a true church. 1 Corinthians 3.
1 Corinthians 3.
1 Corinthians 3. 1 to 3.
Verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?
Paul is, I cannot talk to you as unto the spiritual, because you understand spiritual thing when I tell you. I can only talk to us unto carnal, unto babes in Christ. He said, I fed you with milk, ordinary milk, and not with meat. Yet, you are not able to bear this milk. Because there's among you envy, strife, and division. Now, the carnally minded, now they cause envy in the body of Christ. Division, note them, and separate yourself from them. They are full of bitter envies, strife, division. They are like the natural men. You know, she said they walk as men. And because they are like the natural men, the things of the spirit are foolish unto them. They will not understand the things of the spirit. They look at it as foolish things where they talk so. You know what I'm saying? And so they cannot receive the things of the spirit when they tell them. The things of the spirit are only understood by the spiritual who are filled with the spirit of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 2. As the message of God, we could examine our lives. So, because na mirror, now be the word of God. Now history. And the purpose of this word of God coming forth is for us to repent. Yes. 1 Corinthians 2.
1 Corinthians 2.
14.
Verse 14
to 15.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man.
Those who are the Spirit of the Lord in their hearts are not in the flesh, but they are in the Spirit, because the Spirit of the Lord dwells in their hearts. Romans 8:9a now. Romans 8:9a.
Verse 9a. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you.
You see? Those who are spirit of Christ, who are spiritually minded, they are of full age. What do I mean by being of full age? They don't become spiritual adults. Hebrews 5:14.
But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
That is, they are able to eat the strong meat. You know, sir? Of the hardness of this hidden truth in the Bible. Whether we like it or not, these two come to get harder and harder as we are approaching the second coming of Christ. Those who are in the true church. And as it gets harder and harder, only those who are spiritually minded, who are full of the Holy Spirit, who are fully, can eat that strong meat. And they will discern evil from good. The Spirit of God is where they go, so that road is not the right road. Turn this way. This person where they move it. Be very careful. You are able to discern waiting. Evil from what? From good. And nothing in this world, these people who are spiritual, who are spirit filled, having the fullness of the Spirit of the Lord in their hearts. Nothing in this world can separate them from the love of this truth, no matter how the truth they be. Not even angels. No creature. Not even human beings. Not even biological family. Not even any loved one can separate them from the love of this truth. Not even famine or hunger can separate them from the love of this truth. These are the spiritual, who are the spirit of the Lord, and they are filled with him. They are steadfast in the truth, living in obedience to every doctrine of this truth. Those who are the spirit of the Lord in their hearts are a peculiar people unto God. Why are they peculiar? Because they are not the dwelling house. You understand? They are not the temple of the Almighty God. Remember the message. It's something more than gold. It's something more than gold. The spirit of the Lord in the heart of man is something more than gold. You see, is it not more than gold now? For you to have God indwelling in you, living in you, you are his dwelling place. So because of the presence of his spirit in you, is it not worth desiring to have him, the Spirit of Christ? No. It is therefore a great privilege to come to know these truths that prepares the heart for the Spirit of God to come in. That God may come and dwell in us. It's a privilege to come to know the truth where they prepare hearts to receive the Spirit of Christ in you, so that God can come and dwell in you and remain in your abiding and become his temple. That being so, can we then, those who maybe say God, they dwell in them, can we then defy this our body? We will say God inside. Either with fornication, or with carnal dressing, or with things that God hates, or things that are abominable in the sight of God, can we now defy this body, will be house of God, with all these things? No. That's why God can say, anybody will defy this in temple, you go do it, you go destroy. Apart from destroying that person, he will for depart from you, taking spirit from you, then go depart before they destroy that body. 1 Corinthians 3. Verse 16 to 17.
Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are.
On the contrary, those who are not the Spirit of the Lord in their hearts are the temples of demons. You see why it's important to make sure that you have the Spirit of Christ in you? Because the human body cannot be a vacuum. It's either the Spirit of the Lord is in you and God is dwelling in you, or the evil spirit is in you and Satan is still dwelling in you and become his temple. Judas became the temple of Satan when the Spirit of the Lord left him. Judas, an apostle ordained in the midst of Jesus, he worked with Jesus. He cast out devils. See what happened to Judas. John 13:27.
After the sup, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do quickly.
Judah is now the temple of who now? Eh? Satan. Yes, he was ordained. Satan also feed the heart of Ananias and Sapphira when they raised the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit departed. But what the Bible record, Acts 5. Verse 3.
But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land?
So, these are members of the early church, born of this word of truth, having the Spirit of Christ indwelling them. See what happened to them. Satan don't do anything. He don't feed their hearts. They are not become the temple of the devil. Why? Now money matter. Both Judas and Ananias. No be money matter. Covetousness is idolatry. May God deliver us from this temptation of law of money. Now, those who are the Spirit of the Lord, like we said, have become the temple of the Almighty God because of the presence of the Spirit of the Lord in their hearts. Yet, they are advised. And what is that advice God gave them? That they should not be unequally yoked. You understand? With unbelievers. 2 Corinthians.
Second Corinthians 6.
Read 14 first.
Verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion had light with darkness?
That is the first warning. I'm dwelling in you now. My spirit is in you. Don't get unequally yoked with unbelievers. The Spirit of God. He now asks a question. You are living in righteousness. What fellowship have you with those who are not living in righteousness? What communion have you that is enveloped in true light with those who are enveloped in darkness? What connection? That is the question which Spirit of God they ask. Those who say they are the Spirit of the Lord in their hearts, they have become the temple of the living God. Children of God, who are the Spirit of the Lord in them, they are enveloped in true light. But unbelievers are enveloped in what? In darkness. Because the Spirit of the Lord is not their heart. Anyway, the Spirit of the Lord is, there must be light. And so you are enveloped in true light. You understand? You see, what communion has light with darkness? But how are Christians, even though they have the Christian language, yeah, they have not the Spirit of Christ. And so they are enveloped in false light. You understand? You that have the Spirit of Christ, you have known the truth, which is light. You are living obedient to this truth, which is light. You are enveloped in true light. But how are Christians? They have the Christian language. They go to church, but have not the Spirit of Christ. Because only this word of truth, like we say, now go give person salvation. Whether it is fake light. Now Satan is that fake light. 2 Corinthians 6. Read 15 now to 16.
15. And what concord had Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believed with an infidel? And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
He said, what concord, that is, what agreement, concord means agreement, has Christ, that is, you are in Christ, Christ is in you, Spirit of Lord is in you. What agreement have you with Belial? Belial is a person who is not God's Spirit of the Lord. Belial means the devil. What agreement, now what will somebody will be the temple of the devil? You will be my temple. I'm dwelling in you. What agreement have you with somebody who don't become the temple of the devil, Belial? And it also. And what agreement has the temple of God, Sisina, with idols? Those who don't have the spirit of Christ in their hearts, they have no life. They are idols. They are what? Idol before God. They are dead, no life. God, the Spirit of the Lord, they give life and peace. It's not saying, what agreement now? You will be my temple. That's another question where the Spirit of God asks you now. There's one man in the Bible where God called idol to tell the human beings that have no Spirit of Christ, they are idols. We'll read them for Bible now. Jeremiah 22.
Jeremiah
22:28. Jeremiah 22:28.
Verse 28. Is this man Coniah a despised broken idol? Is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure? Wherefore are they cast out, he and his seed, and are cast into a land which they know not?
Is this man Coniah a despised broken idol? That is, a man can be idol as long as he has not got the Spirit of Christ. That's what this Second Corinthians is saying now. What agreement have the temple of God with whom? With idols. Before God, they are unclean, these people. Idols, Belial. They are unclean. They are like patients. We get leprosy or Lassa fever. Or we get Ebola virus. Can you come closer to Ebola virus patient? I ask you now. They will tell you to get Ebola virus. You will come hug them. Have you? You are going to go, they play together. Or Lassa fever. Or leprosy. Leprous patients, they are unclean. That's why they are taken out of the city into villages to go and hide them from people so that there will be no contact with them. Let's go back to that Second Corinthians 6 again. So. Many may not understand this doctrine of separation that God is talking about. But by God's Holy Spirit, we will explain it to us now. We must know that those who don't have the Spirit of Christ are Belial, Abi. They are idols, Abi. They are waiting again. Unbelievers, Abi. As long as we are in this world, we must interact with these unbelievers or call them Belials, call them idols. As long as you don't get the feet of Christ, don't go into intimate relationship with them. What God is against is to go into what? Into an unholy alliance with them as friends. Close relationship. Taking cancer from them, ungodly cancer from them. Then open your hearts and your mind to them, knowing about all your secrets. Delilah was able to capture Samson because the Bible recorded that Samson now opened all his heart to Delilah. What made Samson to tell her all his heart? Because of what? Close relationship. No wonder David said in Psalm 39 verse 1. Let's read it. See when he talk. Psalm 39 verse 1.
I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle. Why the wicked is before me?
The wicked are these Belials, these idols, these unbelievers who have not the spirit of Christ. He said, when they are before me, I will do what? Put a bridle before my mouth. Because I don't know who they are. That is what you are talking about. That's what God is saying now. 1 Corinthians 15:33. 1 Corinthians 15:33.
1 Corinthians 15:33.
Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners.
You know, sir? The evil communications of these unbelievers, the evil communications of idols and bailers, we know God is the spirit of Christ, will definitely corrupt the good manners of those children of God who are the spirit of Christ in dwelling them. Bye bye. Now God talk him. He can't no go lie. Don't forget the message. The spirit of the Lord in the heart of man is what? Is something more than good. We must not allow him to depart from us. Let's see Proverbs 13:20, the example of what you are saying now. Proverbs 13.
Yes.
What? 20.
Verse 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed.
See, he that walk with wise men, who are these wise men? Those who have the spirit of the Lord in their hearts, they are the wise men. So, if you are moving with such kind of people, you become wise. But fools are the idols, the Belial, the unbelievers, who have not the spirit of the Lord in their heart, who are not the temple of the living God, they are the temple of the devil. You see, if you company with them, you'll be what? You'll be destroyed. Now, let's look at Proverbs 22.
Proverbs 22.
24. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways, and get a snare to thy soul.
He said, make no friendship with an angry man. Make no friendship with a Belial. Make no friendship with idol. Make no friendship with a covetous person. Make no friendship with idolater, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Make friends of the wise children of God. But there's a warning. The church they miss multitude. And what is that warning? We shall read it now. 1 Corinthians 5.
Verse First Corinthians 5.
First Corinthians 5. Read verse 11.
Verse 11. But now I have written unto you not to keep company. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or a covetous, or an idolater, or a ruler, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, would such an one know not to eat?
Who write this passage? The Spirit of the Lord. If you notice a brother will be fornicator, you say he call himself a brother. Whether in this church or in another church, mostly from our Lord churches, and he's a fornicator, a covetous, idolater, a railer, a drunkard, a railer, always quarreling, everybody, he don't quarrel. Don't keep company with such. Nine they want to. The church is a mismatch. Note them and avoid them. Where they cause schism, note them and avoid them. Where they cause strife, where they speak evil of a true church, know them and avoid them. That don't have a close, intimate relation with them. Not be God write the Bible. You know who they down there? Indeed. Finally, those who have the Spirit of the Lord and are refusing to obey this very important doctrine of God about separation from unbelievers, as we have explained now, from Belials or from human beasts or from human idols who are not used of the Lord, will gradually learn of their ungodly and corrupt ways. I will bring a snare to your soul. By the time you begin to have problem, you will not know where that problem has come from. By the time you have affliction, you don't know where the affliction has come from. By the time your business begins to crumble down, you don't know where that problem is coming from. By the time you begin to become lukewarm and blasted in heart, you will not know where that problem has come from. By that relationship. By the time you begin to lose interest in the things of God, check. There must be an old relationship you are keeping. Where God they warn you against. Let us start to pray.